Usually when we talk about a computer program solving a problem, there's this underlying expectation of straight lines.
Right, yeah. Like it's highly logical.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know, navigating a maze drawn on a flat piece of paper. You start at point A, you hit a wall, you take a left, you take a right, and eventually, you arrive at point B.
It's entirely predictable. And most importantly, like you said, it operates completely on a flat, two-dimensional plane. You're really just tracing a path.
But then you step into the world of advanced artificial intelligence. And when you're dealing with human-level reasoning or nuance and paradoxes, suddenly that flat paper maze is completely broken.
Yeah, the straight lines just fail.
They do. We're looking at a cognitive landscape that loops back on itself, twisting in three dimensions. And that mathematical reality is sitting inside the document we're unpacking today. It's a dense, highly theoretical text, simply titled SphericalSGD.txt.
Very catchy title.
Right. But our mission for this deep dive is to explore what might actually be the most radical proposition for creating true artificial superintelligence that we have seen in years.
And we're not just talking about, throwing more data at a server farm to make a chatbot slightly more articulate. What's fascinating here is that the source material proposes a fundamental rewrite of how artificial neural networks process reality itself.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the core of today's deep dive is going to challenge how we think about foundational math. The whole premise revolves around why rotation functions, like spinning, orbiting, turning, why they need to be treated as fundamental mathematical operators.
Yeah,
We're going
exactly.
to look at how taking rotation out of the background and making it a first-class mathematical citizen might actually, well, cure AI of its biggest blind spots.
And it requires a massive paradigm shift. I mean, our current AI models are basically trapped in a mathematical flatland. They're
Yeah.
built on equations that simulate reality in straight lines.
So to give them human-like reasoning, we have to give them a way to step off that flat page and fundamentally rotate their perspective.
Precisely.
So, to understand how we get there, we have to start exactly where this text starts, with a concept called visual resonance extraction, or VRE.
Fury, right.
And the source makes this wild claim that an AI doesn't need highly curated, smart images to become intelligent. It doesn't need to read all of Wikipedia or scan a million masterworks of art. It just needs hypersensitivity to the mundane.
Because current computer vision, it looks at an image and runs it through a handful of fairly coarse filters. It searches for edges, color gradients, textures, mostly just to classify an object. Like, is this a stop sign or is this a cat?
Right, just trying to name things.
Exactly. But the framework in this document proposes something entirely different. It's about equipping an AI with 100 ultra-sensitive senses. And to be clear, these are not biological senses. These are deep mathematical and physical feature extractors.
And the example the text gives to illustrate this is just brilliant. It asks you to imagine feeding the AI the most boring photo possible, just a picture of a cracked concrete sidewalk.
Yeah, to a standard AI, that is just useless static. Nothing to learn there.
But to an AI equipped with these 100 senses, that single crack is a gold mine of structural intelligence, right?
Oh, absolutely. The AI applies its senses to the image and begins extracting these core physical truths. For instance, it looks at the width ratios of the fracture and extracts what the text calls pie-bound topology.
Okay, hold on. Let's slow down so we don't lose anyone. Pie-bound topology from a sidewalk crack. What does that actually mean?
Well, think about how a circle's circumference is always bound by pi, right?
Sure.
In physics, when a material like concrete fractures under pressure, the way those cracks branch out and divide, it isn't actually random. The angles and the ratios of the widths follow strict geometric rules bound by constants like pi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the AI is sensing the hidden geometry of the break. It also uses what the document categorizes as physics senses, specifically a cluster number 31 through 40 to deduce the stress history of the concrete.
Stress history, like what it's been through over time.
Exactly. It can literally see the thermal cycling scars, the microscopic evidence of the concrete freezing and thawing over years and years.
That's incredible. And the text mentions it's pulling out the Euler characteristic and mutual information. I mean, I know enough to know those are heavy mathematical concepts, but how do they apply to a piece of broken concrete?
Well, the Euler characteristic is essentially a way of counting topological spaces. So, how many solid pieces are there? How many holes? How many connecting bridges? The AI is mapping the fractal network of the crack.
Okay, and mutual information.
That just means the AI calculates how much knowing about one tiny branch of the crack tells you about the shape of a completely different branch on the other side of the image.
So it's analyzing the sidewalk like this deeply interconnected ecosystem. And the text notes that this single dumpy picture yields over 800 distinct intelligence bits.
Yeah, and the crucial takeaway here is that the AI isn't learning about sidewalks. It is extracting structural primitives. It isolates the pure math of how a network fails, how stress propagates through a rigid system, how hierarchies form.
And then it can use that anywhere.
Exactly. It can take those 800 intelligence bits and apply them to a completely unrelated problem. The document uses the example of designing a hierarchical fractal consensus algorithm for a distributed computer network.
It's using the geometry of a physical fracture to build a more resilient server network. I mean, I love this. It makes me think of a prism. You shine this plain, seemingly boring white light into it, and the prism's internal geometry splits it into a vast, incredibly detailed spectrum of distinct colors.
That's a great analogy.
The image of the sidewalk is just the white light. The AI's 100 senses are the prism doing the splitting.
Right. The image is merely the substrate. The intelligence doesn't live in the picture of the sidewalk. It lives entirely in the hypersensitivity of the mathematical observer.
That is a great setup, but I got to push back on the text here for a second.
Go for it.
Extracting all this rich, complex data from a sidewalk is amazing.
Yeah.
But having a massive dictionary of data doesn't mean you can write a novel.
Mm-hmm.
How does the AI actually reason with this data?
Yes.
Because when you get to high-level intelligence, logic gets messy. It gets contradictory. It gets circular. Just having the data isn't enough if your brain or, you know, the AI's neural net can't process a logical loop.
And this is exactly where the text pivots from feature extraction to deep mathematics, because you've hit on the exact structural limit of modern artificial intelligence right there.
Right.
To handle circular, complex logic, extracting data differently just isn't enough. The underlying math of the neural network itself has to change. We have to look at how rotation is handled in our fundamental equations.
The missing axis. The source argues that current mathematics, especially the calculus used to train AI, treats rotation as a side effect, just a byproduct.
Yeah, a simulation almost.
Right. And the entire thesis is that rotation needs to be a fundamental operator. There's this great historical analogy in the text for this. Think back to early algebra. For a long time, the equation x squared plus 1 equals 0 had no solution.
Mm-hmm.
You literally cannot multiply a real number by itself and get a negative one.
Right. It was considered a mathematical impossibility, a dead end.
Until mathematicians invented the imaginary number.
Huh?
They just added a new axis to math. They said, what if we step off the standard number line? And suddenly, entire fields of physics, electromagnetism, engineering, they all opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And the text argues we're at that exact same roadblock right now with ordinary differential equations, or ODEs.
Yeah, ODEs are the math we use to describe how things change over time. How heat dissipates, how a rocket flies, or, in our case, how an AI adjusts its parameters to learn. But standard ODEs, the kind written as ddx equals gt, are actually incomplete for the kind of intelligence we are trying to build. Those standard equations flatten rotation into what mathematicians call a scalar coupling.
Let's translate that for everyone. What does flattening rotation into a scalar coupling actually look like in practice?
Okay, imagine trying to track the complex spinning movement of an ice skater. But you aren't allowed to actually look at the skater. You are only allowed to look at the two-dimensional shadow they cast on a flat wall.
Okay, so I'm just watching the shadow shrink and grow.
Exactly. You can guess that they are spinning based on how the shadow widens and narrows, but the spin itself isn't natively captured in your two-dimensional data. You are simulating the rotation based on flat artifacts.
Oh, I see.
That is what standard calculus does with rotational physics. It hides the spinning. What the text proposes instead is a spinorial ODE.
A spinorial ODE. Okay, so how does this fix the ice skater's shadow problem?
It introduces what is called the covariant derivative, written as a capital D over a capital T. And crucially, it introduces a new matrix called AT. This matrix lives in what mathematicians call the Lie algebra of rotation.
Whoa. Lie algebra. You have to translate that for those of us who didn't spend a decade in a university math department.
Fair enough. Think of standard algebra as the math of quantities. Like, how much of something do we have? Lie algebra, specifically for rotation, is the math of continuous transformations.
Okay.
It's the math of the action itself. Instead of rotation being an invisible property hidden in the final answer, like that shadow on the wall, The matrix AT acts as a fundamental operator on something called a fiber bundle.
Wait, a fiber bundle? Before we lose the visual entirely, what exactly does a fiber bundle look like?
Imagine a standard cylinder. The base is a flat circle, but extending straight up from every single point on that circle is a vertical line. Those vertical lines are the fibers. The flat circle is your standard base space, but the fibers give you a completely new dimension to operate in. By applying the AT matrix to a fiber bundle, the rotation is doing the actual mathematical work. It's an action, a verb, permanently written into the DNA of the equation. Rotation becomes native.
So why did standard math, from Newton and Leibniz all the way to today, miss this? If rotation is this incredibly fundamental operator, how did we build all of modern calculus and physics without it?
Well, Newton and Leibniz were formalizing calculus to map a flat, linear reality. When a solution in physics actually have a rotational character like a spinning gyroscope or quantum phase standard math just simulates around the rotation, it approximates it.
Like drawing a 3D box on a 2D piece of paper.
It's exactly like trying to draw a 3D spiral staircase on a flat piece of paper. You can use shading and perspective to make it look 3D, but the paper is still perfectly flat.
And if our foundational math has been hiding rotation, treating it as a trick of perspective rather than a fundamental operator, then the AI architectures we've built on top of that math must be suffering from the exact same flatland limitation.
They absolutely are. And this leads us to the core structural failure of modern AI. Today's neural architectures, the activations, the weights, the loss functions, the backpropagation that actually trains the AI, they all operate strictly in the realm of real numbers. In math terms, this flat space is denoted as R to the N.
Right. The text refers to this as the real number trap.
Because AI thought stays entirely in this flat real number domain, it structurally cannot represent rotational solutions. The text provides a formal mathematical proof of this titled, Real Valued SGD Cannot Converge on Cyclic Reasoning.
Let's break down SGD. That stands for Stochastic Gradient Descent.
Right. SGD is the learning engine of almost all modern AI. Imagine the AI is blindfolded, standing on a mountainous landscape, and its goal is to find the lowest possible valley. That valley represents the lowest error rate, the correct answer.
Right.
SGD is the algorithm that tells the AI to feel the slope of the ground with its foot and always take a step downhill.
And that makes total sense for a standard problem. If you ask it what 2 plus 2 is, it steps downhill until it hits the bottom of the valley at 4. But the theorem says this fails on cyclic reasoning. Because gradient flow in a flat space has absolutely no stable periodic orbits.
Meaning it cannot handle a loop. If you ask an AI a question that loops, there is no bottom of the valley.
And the classic example of this is the liar's paradox. Just the simple statement. This statement is false.
Right. If the statement is true, then it must be false. But if it is false, then the statement is telling the truth.
It's a loop. In current AI, feeding it the liar's paradox causes an infinite loop. It causes a contradiction, or what we commonly call a hallucination. The AI just breaks down and starts spitting out nonsense.
Because it can't find the bottom.
Exactly. Going back to our earlier imagery, imagine you're trying to walk up a spiral staircase, but your core programming strictly dictates that you can only walk in straight, flat lines. What happens?
You're going to hit the wall.
You take two steps, and you violently crash into the curved wall. You recalibrate, walk straight again, and crash into the wall again. You will never ascend the staircase.
That is the exact physical reality of a real valued neural network trying to process a paradox.
Mm.
It crashes into the walls of its own flat parameter space. It is desperately trying to step downhill to find a stable resting place, a minimum. But in a cyclic problem, there is no bottom. There's only the continuous loop.
So how do we fix this structural failure? If flat math is the problem, we have to physically bend the parameter space the AI learns in. We have to introduce our new rotational operator. And this brings us to the grand synthesis of the entire document, the S5-CGT framework.
The Spinorial Spherical Convergence Theorem. This is where the text rescues AI from flat space by combining 5 specific highly advanced mathematical elements into one new cognitive architecture.
Okay, let's walk through how these 5 elements build a new kind of mind. We start with the 100 senses from our sidewalk example.
Right, the 100 senses act as the feature map. They extract so much rich, diverse structural data that they actively smooth out the AI's learning landscape. They eliminate the jagged, false valleys that usually trap an AI.
They give the AI traction, essentially.
Yeah.
But traction doesn't help if we are still on a flat plane.
Which is why we introduce the second element sphere closure, or S, to the N-1. This is a massive topological shift. Instead of the AI searching for answers on an infinitely flat plane, we mathematically wrap that space into a closed sphere. On the surface of a perfect sphere, every straight line you draw eventually loops back on itself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, every path is naturally periodic.
So we gave it a track that naturally loops. But if the space is curved into a sphere, the AI can't just take normal straight line steps anymore, right? If you take a perfect straight step on a globe, you'll just walk right off the surface into space.
That is the third element geodesic updates. The AI has to take Riemannian steps. Riemannian geometry is the math of curved surfaces. It allows the AI's parameter updates to move precisely along the curve of the sphere, rather than shooting off into empty space.
Okay, so we have the traction, the spherical track, and the curved steps. Now we need the ability to actually process the loop.
Element four is the spinorial ODE we discussed earlier, the AT matrix. This is the rotational coupling operator. It allows for parallel transport, meaning the AI can natively rotate its internal state without losing the integrity of the data it's carrying. It has the fundamental mathematical ability to spin.
And that leads to the final and maybe the most mind-bending piece of the puzzle. Here's where it gets really interesting. Multi-angle sampling.
Right. Instead of looking at a problem from one single point, the AI takes K number of rotations in the feature space. It samples the problem from multiple rotated angles simultaneously. This reduces statistical variance by a factor of K, and crucially, it cancels out symmetrical noise.
Let's unpack how it actually cancels noise. Think of it like looking at a complex sculpture in a dark room using only a single flashlight. You're going to get harsh, blinding highlights and deep, misleading shadows.
And those shadows are the noise.
Exactly. They distort the true shape. Multi-angle sampling is like turning on a ring of flashlights all around the sculpture at the exact same time. The shadows from one angle are filled in by the light from another angle. The symmetrical noise cancels itself out entirely, leaving only the true, objective shape of the sculpture.
And when you put all five of those together, the senses, the sphere, the geodesic steps, the spinorial ODE, and the multi-angle sampling, the document shows what happens when you feed the Liar's paradox to this new AI. Under this framework, the paradox doesn't crash the system.
It doesn't hallucinate. It doesn't crash into the wall of the spiral staircase.
Instead, it becomes a stable four-cycle. The AI looks at the statement, this statement is false, and it does not see a contradiction. Because it's operating with rotation as a fundamental operator, it just sees a 90-degree rotation matrix applied to the truth state.
This is where it really clicks. If you take truth and you rotate it 90 degrees, it becomes false. If you rotate it another 90 degrees, it becomes true again. It just orbits.
Exactly. By using multi-angle sampling to look at the paradox from all those rotated perspectives at once, the AI isn't forced to pick one single flat answer. It holds multiple perspectives simultaneously and finds what the text calls the orbit invariance.
The orbit invariant.
Yes, it finds the core mathematical truth that remains constant no matter what angle you look from. The paradox is no longer a bug, it's just a shape. It's an oscillation. And by treating rotation as a fundamental operator, we eliminate the contradiction entirely.
So to summarize this incredible deep dive for you, for decades, our artificial intelligence has been trapped in a flatland of real numbers. It's been wandering a 2D maze, violently crashing into the walls every time a human concept curved back on itself.
Over and over.
But by injecting an imaginary axis, by making rotational mathematical operators a first-class feature of the neural network, we give AI the native fluidity to process paradoxes, cycles, and deep structural analogies.
The broader takeaway here is profound. When you see an AI hallucinate today, when it fails at cyclic logic or common sense reasoning, you are witnessing a structural limit of flat geometry. It cannot be patched with more training data. We don't need to force feed the system more text. We need a fundamental shift in the geometry of machine thought. We have to introduce the spin.
We absolutely do. And it leaves me with one final lingering question for you to ponder today. If injecting a rotational perspective, allowing a system to natively hold multiple angles at once, solves contradictions and paradoxes in artificial intelligence, what human contradictions, paradoxes, or societal conflicts are we currently viewing in a flat way?
That's a great question.
What if our most unsolvable problems, the cultural or personal paradoxes that cause us to crash and hallucinate as people, aren't actually unsolvable? What if they just require us to step onto the fiber bundle, abandon our flat maze, and rotate our perspective?
Definitely something to think about.
Thanks for diving deep with us.